Hi, Dustin. Thank you for calling
Hey,
back.
Paul.
Happy Friday. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sorry I missed the call. I literally just got into the house, and my 7-year-old daughter was like, "Daddy, somebody's trying to call you."
Well, I guess it was pretty good timing, almost great timing, but I'm glad you were able to call me
Well,
back. Busy day for you, I know.
the joys of owning a small business, where you don't
Yeah.
have the luxury of having someone answer your calls or anything like that.
Right.
So.
No, I definitely understand. And, I talk to small business owners all the time, and I definitely can appreciate all that you have on your plate. Always so many irons in the fire, not enough hands to shake them. You just got a lot going on here. And I did get your email earlier. I did want to follow up with you. I've got just about all the information that I need to get everything set up here. We would schedule a follow-up call. We do have actually still available today. There's a 6 o'clock. We can have our technician call you then. That's to kind of, well, it's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We'll talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy. So we take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. You can be relaxing as long as you can carry on a conversation. Like I said, we do have that 6 o'clock available. The other thing that I'm required to do, and it only takes about 5 minutes and I can get you off the phone, we are Google partners though, so we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Okay. And give me just 1 second here then to get that set up. Okay, Mr.
Tried that
Klinger.
voice verification with Google several times
Oh.
to change my address online, and they're like,
Got
"Well,
you.
we need a video of you at the address." So I did
I
a
was
video of myself.
wondering why you were chuckling a little bit. Yes, absolutely. And
Well,
that whole process of getting verified, it did get a little bit more comprehensive than it used to be over the years. I mean, historically, for years and years, Google just did the PIN card. They send a PIN card through the Postal Service. As long as you can receive it and respond to it, that was good enough. Now Google does like those video verifications. In the beginning, it was meant to be easier, especially for people that didn't have anything other than a PO box, but now it just seems that it's more challenging than ever for some business owners to get PIN verified. Of course, you already have that process done, so we're pretty glad that that we don't have to do that for you on our side. Although we are Google partners and we can usually get things done a lot faster than a business owner can do on their own. But I've got that voice verification pulled up, and like I said, stop me if you have any questions. It reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." Mr. Klinger, it says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Crawl Space Ninja.
Okay, and that's how I have that, and that's of Columbus, right?
Of Columbus, Georgia. Yeah, so it's a franchise. So yeah,
Right.
let's not get it confused with corporate up in Knoxville
Of course,
or
of course. Yeah,
another
absolutely.
branch in
And that's why I'm wanting to
Arkansas.
clarify, your business phone though is 706-587-8507. Your Google listing has the 4721 Milgen Road, 31907. So that is you, Carl
Yeah,
Space
well,
Ninja of Columbus.
yeah, so I need that address changed. That's
Right. And that's something we can help you with. We can definitely help you out with that. And then the address that you wanted us to change that to, I think I do have it somewhere here in my notes, and we talked about it before. But we'll be able to get you. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to make sure that the address is corrected on our end. Is that the 1052 15th Street?
Correct. That's the correct address.
And that is still the 31907. So that's the address that we'll be working here with
you
to get
changed. The area code's actually 31901.
Really?
Slightly different. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is not, 1052 1052 15th Street, Columbus, Georgia 31901.
Okay, gotcha. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay, Dustin Klinger, K-L-I-N-G-E-R, and owner.
Okay, and then Mr. Klinger, as the owner of Crawl Space Ninja of Columbus, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company, and of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information, Dustin, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Klinger, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then, of course, the next part says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And it is month to month. The reason we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and equally or more important is that we'll make sure your business information is accurate. So we're not saying you can't hire someone else, although you definitely won't need to. We are just saying if you hire someone else who you think might create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Now, that's fair enough, right? Yeah, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing, and of course, we want to always make sure that your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. We are already aware that we're going to be working very quickly to get that address updated. Now, it also does say, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it's our job, of course, to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Klinger, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 14th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of just $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever because the calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads, that social media campaign is also included at no additional cost. Now, as I've mentioned before, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that does mean that you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work that you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, you can, if necessary, pause the service seasonally as well. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Klinger, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dustin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It is a Visa. Paul, I had a real quick question about
Facebook.
What is that, what does that entail?
So on Facebook Marketplace, we'll be running paid ads for your business, usually about 6 or 8 different ads at a time, targeting maybe your most profitable services or the services that you want to provide at the moment. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. There's $100 of Facebook ads included here. That equates to about 400 clicks each and every single month. It's just another great way to get your website in front of more people. Now, those ads work two different ways. Of course, if someone has ever gone on Google and Bing in the recent past and have done a search for any of your services, those Facebook ads will retarget that same exact potential customer who we know is already in your service area looking for someone who does what you do. You'll also have those ads run just as kind of part of the live stream of people in your area. We can focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods. Like I said, it costs nothing if they scroll right past it. They click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents, but it is our job to make sure that you're not coming out of pocket beyond that $2.99, that we make that budget last the entire month.
Okay. So that's so much, I guess a further question. So I have a Facebook page. It's so small company, right? It's me.
That's okay.
I do all the estimates, project management. I answer all the phones, and I got two guys working for me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have time to manage a Facebook page personally.
Yeah, we are not asking you to. You already have one, and that's great, and we can attach the ads to that Facebook page. We can make updates and changes. In fact, for our clients that don't have Facebook pages, we can create those Facebook pages for them. Like, The voice verification, it really is only asking you to answer your phone. Now, you do have a detailed reporting and tracking system. You've got 24/7 access to it. We call it your client dashboard, and the reports update throughout the day, so very near real-time reporting. We know that a lot of our clients are actively using their tracking system all day long, every day of the week. Some of our clients will never even open it at all, and that's okay too, but it is there for your benefit. But like I said, as long as you just answer your phone, I mean, some of our clients say, hey, you know, you've never called me before. Where did you find me? They say, oh, you know, you're on the first page of Google when I type this in. That's enough for some people to know that the service is working. You do have that detailed reporting and tracking system, though, but really all that we ask is that you're responsive when people call you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's fine. I mean, every customer that's ever called has left a voicemail, and I've called them back within an hour. So.
And that's perfect.
Either in a crawl space or.
Yeah, exactly. And you might be in a crawl space, but you're on top of things, and that's really going to make a difference here. It's always a concern for me. I call my client. I'm calling the business number. It goes to voicemail or mailbox not even set up or mailbox full. They don't ever call me back. I mean, if I were a potential customer, I would probably just try to call somebody else. So we don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you reach back to those people right away or within an hour or so, like you said, then you're going to be able to, you know, talk to those people about your services, turn that into work. I think you're going to be really successful. Now, did you say that was a Visa card, right?
Correct.
That should start with a 4, all Visa cards do. Is the name on that card your name first and last, the business name, or any middle initial there?
Yeah, there's a middle initial. So Dustin D, as in Delta.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said it was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4535-0602-0939-5532.
Did you say 5532 or 36?
5532.
32. Got a little muffled right at the end there. And then the expiration month and year?
728.
7 of 2028, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
987.
So I've got 987, 987 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2028 for the expiration. And then, Dustin,
correct,
was the card itself 4535-0602-0939-5532?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 1052 15th Street?
No. So that's another thing. Please do not put this on recurring. So I do not have my business credit card on me.
Okay.
Actually, I get the shot. So this is my personal debit card.
Got it. Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
So that's okay. You'll be able to either update the billing information on your own through your client dashboard, or you can always give us a call and we can update that for you.
Yeah.
So for that particular card, what is the billing address?
2107 Preston. P as in Papa, R as in Romeo, C as in Echo, S as in Sierra, T is in Tango, O is in Oscar, N is in November.
Mm-hmm.
Street.
Okay.
Columbus, Georgia, 31906.
906, okay. I'll get that updated. And in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not.
That's okay.
But,
you'll get it by email in about a minute.
Email.
Absolutely.
That's
you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Of course, that's Eastern time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day, or maybe the next business day if they receive that email after hours or maybe late in the day. The email address will be on there as well. As I mentioned, you'll receive all that information by email, and you'll also receive in a minute or so an additional email. That first month's invoice is emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then, Mr. Klinger, when you receive either that email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. And did you say that 6 o'clock today, which is the only spot available today, is that going to work out for you to receive that 40-minute phone call?
Probably not. My wife's out of town. She just went to New Orleans, so I got 9, 7, and a 5-year-old at the house.
That's okay. Boy, you got them bunched together the same as I do. Mine are a lot older, though, 14, 16, and
19. Wow, I hear you. We started late. I'm 43, and my wife's 40, almost 45. So
We started late, too. Yeah, my son was born, I was about 40 and a half when my son was born. I'll be 55 in May. Yeah, I'll be 55 in May. Yeah.
Okay, when in May?
May 25th.
Okay, I'm the 17th, but my brother and sister, my twin brother and sister are the 24th, so.
Oh, no kidding. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So let's look to tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a lot more wide open. Of course, we could do as early as, looks like mid-morning, so 10 o'clock, or as late as that 6 o'clock. The one exception is when that department, oh, not tomorrow, we're talking Monday. Tomorrow is Saturday. But Monday we can do 10 a.m. as late as 6 p.m. except for 3 o'clock. That's when that department goes on their lunch break. But would you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, or very late in the day?
Monday, I suppose, appointments in the morning. I would say late day. Anything after
okay.
pretty much lunch, Eastern time.
Okay. Okay, so there is 1 o'clock or 2, and then in the afternoon there's 4, 5, or 6.
Let's do, and you said about 30 minutes?
It takes about 30 minutes. The call would get to you right at or very close to the beginning part of that hour and get you off the phone about 30, 35 minutes after.
Let's do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Like I said, there is that 1 hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls right out or a couple minutes after one when our technician's ready to call you, I'll actually be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a very quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you may have. I will try to keep my phone line open for that. If I am on a call, they will call you on their own, and they will, of course, take really good care of you. I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, just a simple security question. Another layer of security. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Crawl Space Ninja of Columbus, even if it's you, Dustin, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to kind of verify the answer to the security question.
You might be hard-pressed to find somebody to...
We wouldn't expect...
No, I appreciate that.
We wouldn't expect you. Like you said, it is only you. But even if it is you, we might say, hey, just to make sure we're speaking with the business owner, especially if you're asking for significant changes, we might say, you know, what is the answer to your security question? We would even be able to prompt you with that security question. The reason we actually set it up, though, is that we know that once you have an increased online presence, not only are you going to be getting calls from potential customers, which is exactly what we want, unfortunately, you may get calls from people that are not trying to hire you. They might even say that they are Google. They might say that they're local Splash, in which case they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They will also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you right away, and you should ask, then just politely let them go. And Dustin, if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. They would not know that information. And then just, you know, don't entertain that phone call. The voice verification was just recorded, just attached to your account. It is very, very clear. Moving forward, it bills on the 14th for exactly $2.99, and it would never be a penny more. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Klinger, which of those would you want for your security question?
Yeah, let's do city. Let's do city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Lewisburg.
Okay.
Lewisburg.
Okay, perfect. And I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I just got three. They need
Yep. Now you can ignore the first one, or well, I'm not sure the order they came in, but on my screen, it shows the first one being action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Everybody gets that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're already PIN verified. You can pretty much disregard
okay.
that one entirely.
Okay,
one
good.
One
I'm,
does
I'm
say.
I'm looking at that. I'm like, that was of the three I saw. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah. No, not again. Please, definitely not again. Right. That's what
yes.
you're thinking.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Like I said, it's just automated, and everyone gets that. You're already a big, huge step ahead of some of our clients that are basically starting from scratch and having us verify them. But yeah, you can ignore that one. The welcome email you might want to have just kind of because it does not only have our contact information, it has your login credentials for your client dashboard.
Yeah.
Your username is easy to remember, but you cannot change it. It is meant to be easy for you to remember and also easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can see that it is just your phone number with the area code included, but only numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your default password is SEO ads, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password at any time. Now, the one that I did want you to see, though, is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And if you open up that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So click on the two words, click here. It's hyperlinked to our terms of experience. You can scroll through all of this. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, especially with the three little ones there. But Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Bing users are about 1 out of 10. Most of them search on their smartphone. That is still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, too, so we will mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for that first page placement. Like I said, we're doing a website. We're doing Facebook ads, etc. Now, the long line that goes all the way across it, below it, there's two boxes that we would want you to click, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So once you click both of those boxes, the longer box with the arrow.
And I didn't have my initial in there.
Okay, so the initial has to be there, but not a period. For some odd reason, our system does not like punctuation in that field. It doesn't, it's not case sensitive, but it does have to have the D in there. And it does prefer, actually, if it to be an exact match. But I've seen people not capitalize their names, and it still goes through. But as long as you got the D in there with no period, and then you try it again, it should be able to take you to another screen. And if it does, you can stop there. I mean, you don't have to worry about trying to log in. It looks like you're fine now. I updated refreshed my screen. Yeah. So the automated system's trying to prompt you to log into your tracking system because it thinks your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is actually true. We do have to do your client interview first. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that client interview. It says Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Your username basically is your phone number. And any correspondence to the welcome, the support at localsplash.com, the email on the welcome email, that's really the only one you need. Just include your phone number or username. I know that our technician on Monday will tell you to use photos at localsplash.com. You do not need to email the photos team directly. We'll just forward it, you know, if we get it to the support email. That's the catch-all for everything related.
Yeah.
I want to make it easy
for
you.
If I can send them the photos, that's even better.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Now, if you do get a chance, if you or your wife want to add photos on your own, there is a website editor tool that you'll have access to through your client dashboard. So you can upload photos.
Okay.
You can put in senior discount, holiday special, military discount, what have you, 10% off specific service. You can make those changes if you like, but of course, you can always have us make any and all changes for you. Whether you're making those changes or whether we are, there is no additional cost for that. Like I said, there's no additional cost or anything at all. You are all set and squared away on my end. I am looking forward to getting this going for you. I will try to keep my phone line open when we call you on Monday. I did want to thank you again for reaching out to me both with the email this morning and also for calling me back late in the day. Certainly we'll let you get back to taking care of those kids. You have a wonderful weekend and we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good, Paul. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thanks, thank you, Mr. Klinger. Take care, Dustin. You have a good one.
All right. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.